Yeah.
Okay, I'm Len Olson. I went aboard the ship, I think it was September 10th. I was only on board it 4 months and a day until it got sunk. So in the meantime, we went on, one of the first things we did was go to Wake Island. And I think the Japs had control of it at that time, and we were supposed to be guarding or patrolling with aircraft carriers. We had a little problem. It seems like we wound up with water in the fuel, so we were dead in the water for a while. So the aircraft carriers, I don't think, were very happy with us. So anyway, that got over and we got back. One other time we went to an island, and I can't quite, I did remember the island, but we had a little beer party, and I thought, I was up the coconut tree there, and I thought, well, I'll take a little, I'll go climb that tree and get a coconut. Actually, I did climb the tree, and I got up there and got the coconut, threw it down, but I was so tired, I slid all the way down, and I had both of my legs pretty well. Anyway, I spent the next 4 or 5 days in sick bay.
Ouch.
We went, I think, toward New Guinea. We went across the equator to New Guinea, and then I think we got to Lady Bay probably sometime, I would say early November or sometime in November. And general quarters most of the time, though, so we slept in our gun station. So on the December 7th, we went for a landing, and I think we lost two destroyers at that time. I don't remember which ones they were. All I remember is the Lamson was one that got hit, and we towed her in after that landing. And luckily, a fog came in, so the Japs couldn't see us. So we got back okay. Well, then December 11th, that was when we went back with reinforcements. And that's when we saw a dozen planes coming in. It seemed like we were the flagship, if I remember right. Those dozen planes, the first one that really, I could almost touch the wing. I was underneath number 2 gun. And I had the phones on, and I was on 20-millimeter gun. I was a talker and trainer. And I think Bradshaw was one of the, I think he was a gunner on that particular, where I was. So the first plane that went by, I could almost reach out and touch the wing. He missed us, and he crashed right off the bow of the ship. The next one hit on the starboard side, right opposite me, and kind of knocked me off my feet. And then the next one hit on the fantail, which dropped the bomb on number 4 gun. It crashed on number 3 gun, and I think part of that plane was on the 40 deck. From what I understand, the pilot of that plane flew out of there, and I think he lost both of his legs, and he was on the bow of the ship up on the forecastle anyway. I didn't see him, but I heard some of the guys talk about it. So at that time, I was ready to rip my phones off, and somebody says, keep firing. And of course, the ship was listing and starting to go down. And finally, I thought, gee, I better jump in the water anyway. So I took off the phones, jumped in the water, and the last I saw of the ship, it just was a bow just sticking up. So, you know, it sunk in 2 minutes. So there was a guy, about 10, 12 feet from me, he'd go down and then he'd come up, and I was afraid one of these times he wasn't going to come up. So I was blowing up this life jacket I had. Somebody had taken my life jacket the night before, so I had scrounged around and I got this one I had to blow up. So I was a good swimmer, so I wasn't too worried about not being able to swim. So anyway, I went over to grab a hold of him. About the same time I grabbed a hold of him, and an officer, a chief or somebody helped me, and so we hung on to him. We got picked up. And to this day, I really don't know who that is, but I remember saying, visiting him on board, there's an LCI that picked us up. To this day, like I said, I don't remember who it was, where he is. But I did visit him, and he said, if it hadn't been for you guys, he said, I probably wouldn't be here. So anyway, we got picked up and by the LCI, and I guess it really didn't bother me too much till the next morning, and when I got up and I saw about 7 or 8 more planes coming in, and that's when I was shaking all over. As I remember, there was one guy that got strafed in the water while we were swimming before we got picked up. This kamikaze did strafe us a little bit. And so I think it was a guy by the name of Wilcox. He had got strafed, so he was laying on the back of the ship. Anyway, we came back on a Nashville light cruiser, I think that was, and we had a beer party and at the Pink Lady in Pearl Harbor. And on our way, we come to Bremerton, and we got a 30-day leave. And then we went home. From then on, I went from down here to Miami. And so our civilian life started quite a while after that, I think, because June and I got engaged while we were down here, and then we got married the next summer. So the rest is kind of history. I worked at a newspaper for almost 33 years. She did waitress work at least that many years, too. She was a school teacher before I took her away from Decatur, Iowa, anyway. So I think that's my story.
Okay, thank you so much.